This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots going on in the news. There's a lot happening. A lot's? That's not a real word. There's a lot. There is a lot happening out there, and there is a lot going on that we, you know, need to deal with, discuss, talk about, whatever. And I do appreciate the time that you're helping me discuss, work, and deal with those things. And I mean that sincerely. You know, I know, realize this is a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, a whole bunch of other shows you could be, being part of. And you've chosen to be part of mine. And I very much, you don't know, I really do very much appreciate that. Not the Hollywood thing. I'm not doing a little kissy-kissy thing. Anyway, again, I don't know if you heard during the news break. I thought it was kind of funny. It's not a story I was going to do. But Roman Polanski and Bill Cosby got thrown out of the, I don't know what it's called, you know, the Academy Awards or whatever they had a trophy and whatever they were being recognized for. They got thrown out. See, I don't pay attention to any of that stuff. That in sports makes me crazy. But whatever. Interesting. Okay, I can see them moving quickly to remove Bill. What happened to Polanski? Why did it take them so long? I don't understand. Did that just become wrong? I'm just asking. I'm kind of confused. I don't get it. Why take him out now after Bill Cosby's been found guilty? Or do they only feel, believe, or think it's wrong because Bill got caught? Just asking. And no, not for a friend. I'm asking for me. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And just to be part of the solution. Right? Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, we keep seeing this stuff come at us at a million miles an hour, and it's time we start dealing with it. That's right. Because nothing deters sexual assault like going naked on campus, in essence. I have never understood this. Right? Women stand up, or women feminists, I guess. I don't even know. Women stand up for women's rights by what? Going naked. How does that work? We're not sexual objects, then why do you go naked? I mean, really, what are you trying to prove? That you should be able to go naked without being assaulted? Well, we already agree with you. We already know that. Members of Students Against Sexual Assault, called SASA, marched across Kent State University campus Monday in a walk of power to protest the rape culture, transphobia, and patriarchy. Wow. I mean, that could be very oppressive campus, don't you think? Several marchers, both male and female, removed their shirts before marching and painted words across their bodies such as Waka Power, Me Too, and, ready, Slut. See, they've taken, the left has taken all those things that we know are nasty words and nasty lifestyles, bad things to do. Why is being a slut now okay? I mean, are you falling into line? See, this is the hypocrisy of it. So, what they'll say to you is a woman should be able to do anything she wants with her body, including having as much sex as she wants to have with as many men as she wants to have. Right? Because guys do it, too. And that's okay. Well, guess what? It's not okay. I never told my boys it was okay to take advantage of women or young girls. You want to have sex with as many men as humanly possible? Good for you. That's a really good goal. Guess what? What if my goal is to never touch you? You can't get mad at me for not wanting to go out with you. You can't get mad at me for thinking that you're a slut because you want to sleep with as many men as humanly possible. Just like you can't call me. See, this is what I've been telling my friends on the right. You better heed. You better pay attention. They are defining the words because they want control. They do not want equality, they want control, because it doesn't work the same way for us. I don't agree with President Obama's decision, or ex-President Oblamo, as we refer to him around here, and what am I? I'm a racist. Can't be that I just think that the guy, not the black guy, not the spineless guy, not the ex-president, the guy did a bad job. No, it has to be because I'm racist. Right? I speak out against something maybe in the LGBTQ, ABCD community. And what am I? I'm homophobic, transphobic, phobic, whatever. So you can't disagree. There's no more dissent without being a hater. They can dissent all they want because their cause is always just, always right, and always worth defending. Ours is never just, never right, never worth defending according to them. Yet theirs is a continual, circular argument among themselves. And the one I love the best, if I would love for one of them to come on, but they won't. The one I love the best, you cannot have all gender and no gender at the same time. It is physically, mentally, it's impossible. You cannot spew out of one side of your mouth that you can decide that you're a girl or a boy in a fleeting moment, and yet the other side of your mouth tell me that there is no such thing as cisgen, there are no such thing as genders. You understand, in the old days we would medicate you and put you in a padded room somewhere. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the solution. If you want to be, if you want to talk, you want to discuss, you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Or, you know what, just hop up on the realside.com. There's a live chat room going on there. There's a, what do they call that thing, a Facebook feed. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening you can jump in, you can be involved with. Anyway, I'm going to get right back to this because, you know, I enjoy this kind of stuff. That's how whacked I am. What can I tell you? Anyway, the amount of craziness. Like I said, having Dr. King with me the last, Alveda King, over the last couple of days with me. You got to hear and see little nuances of stories, things that you really don't know about. You don't find out about till later on. And when she talks about the real struggles of what's going on today, I mean, really, seriously, we're dealing on a college campus. We're having a conversation around sexual assault on a college campus where sex is rampant anyhow. And don't tell me it's because the girls feel pressured. Because I've done story after story after story about some very aggressive women on these college campuses. And we've turned sexual activity into nothing more than kissing. I mean, think about it. Right? It's no different today than kissing was back in the 70s. So you keep talking about, you parents, you guys on the left, you keep pushing, you know, free rock and roll, free sex. You should be uninhibited, be able to do whatever you want to do. The body's a beautiful thing. And you go on this road, and you promote all this activity, and then you wonder why sex is running rampant. And you have these pseudo-orgies going on at college campuses. And you wonder why you have, what do they call it? Regret sex or whatever. Seriously. I always get the biggest kick out of this. You promote, you push, you promote. We can't tell our kids to be careful in college because, you know, when you drink too much or, you know, you're in that party mode, you're in that animal mode, you do things you normally wouldn't do. Oh, my God, Joe, now you're buying into, the rape culture. No. I'm espousing some decent moral values. I'm espousing some things about using common sense, about staying out of trouble. You cannot do anything that you want to do and expect that there is absolutely no recourse for it, that there is no punishment, there is no opposite reaction for doing that. You cannot have unprotected sex with multiple partners and not expect some kind of sexually transmitted disease will not come upon you. Am I wishing it upon you because you're sitting and God has to get back to you? No, it's simple fact, chance, biology. And especially in California, because now, if you have, what is it, the HIV virus or other sexually transmitted issues, you don't have to tell your partner. You can openly share, because, you know, Californians are into sharing. So now even the government has come down to California and said, hey, it's all right. If you got one of those diseases, don't worry about it. Yeah, you know, if you don't tell, no crime, you know? They make no sense. Everything flies in the face of ignorance. Everything. More than 20 marchers walked from the Rizman Plaza across the Esplanade, around the center of the visual arts along Tyler Hall. And the marchers carried signs that read, "Nudity does not equal pornography." Well, I never thought that. Matter of fact, most people on the right don't think that. But most people on the right, what Christians as a whole think, is when you're nude and you're having sex with a camera that's a foot away from your parts and pieces. That's pornography. All right? Yeah, I know. Some of you just passed out. But let's just be honest about it. See, again, it's the argument that I... Not the argument, but it's a conversation I have with Corey. It's a conversation I have with my friends and why I'm known for having a big mouth. Here's the deal. You want to watch pornography? Doesn't mean it's okay for me, and it doesn't mean it's right because you want to do it. Watching other people having sex, if that's for you, do it in your own room, do it in your own house, and don't tell me it's normal and okay. I don't have to accept that. Other signs said, support trans victims. Well, what does that mean? You mean a human being that was beat for their sexuality? Sure, I'll stick up for somebody like that. But I'm not going to support trans victims. I'm going to support all victims. Stop
carving things out. Well, this is okay, and this is kind of okay, and this is something you should stick up for. This is something you should kind of stick up for. Oh, there's something you don't touch at all. That's what you do. That's why the book is so, in my mind, and I wrote it, is so perfect to a degree. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's my book, and it's all the labels like these boneheads give you. Tell me what's wrong with those. Do they make a... Oh, my God, he's hit the trifecta. He's done. Right? Another sign said, no means no, butthole. Oh, they used a real word. Well, no kidding, no means no. Who ever thought that no didn't mean no? Right? I mean, seriously, think about something. Again, woman has a right to not to, you know, to decide in the middle of sex that this is wrong, I don't want to do this. I get that. Okay? I want you to think about what you're thinking here, though. You know, you're drinking, you're in a college setting, you're partying your brains off, you go do what the rest of the animals are doing, and it's all his fault? How does that work? Why are female marchers doing it? It's all his fault. Why? As they march, they chant a slogan such as yes means yes and no means no. The patriarchy has got to go. Does anybody know what that means? I have no clue. That's how stupid I am. So, the patriarchy is what... See, you start going down these issues one by one. Abortion on demand. Women can do whatever they want to do with that fetus without asking the male. The guy that they slept with. They may even have a relationship with. They don't take him into consideration at all. Boys have been relegated in school to second-class citizens. Go down this whole list. Right? They want total control. They don't want equality. They want total control. Not right. I'm Joe Bastien, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with us. I mean that sincerely. You know, and you know, I want you to follow. I want you to tell your friends to follow. Let's drive some people to, well, let's drive Facebook nuts. How's that? That's part of my goal. Make them crazy. Let's drive more people there. Let's have more likes on the page. I want you to help me get the likes up. On top of that, you know, again, if you're not hearing this on a local station, you need to call the local station. Go, why aren't you carrying this show? What is wrong with you people? And then on top of that, if you do have a station in your area that carries the show, don't forget to call there once in a while. Thank you for carrying the show. It is a big deal. Head up to my website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can buy the book that I just spoke about, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been afraid to talk about. Discuss, get with your friends over. But they're labels the left gave us. Don't let them get away with it. You know? The other night, somebody sent me an email asking me about the show topic, the things that we talk about. And I'm still of the mantra that, I'll finish the other story in a minute. You know, you've got the migrant caravans that are sitting at the border, right? And you got people being processed for immigration. And you got pretty much 80% of the shows on radio and TV that are talking about it and dealing with it, while other things go by.
See, a lot of this stuff, I believe, to a big degree, is distractions. You're not going to do anything about the immigration issue. You're not going to fix it. You're not going to do anything about it until Congress actually sits down and writes a law behind it. Fixes the law. You can write executive orders all day long, and aren't we hypocrites when we get mad that nobody's accepting our executive orders, and yet we yelled at Obama for doing exactly the same thing. Now, yes, I get it. Some of his, you know, we look at what Obama did, and they were definitely 180 degrees flying in the face of the Constitution. But still, the premise is the same. The guidelines, the policy is the same. You know, today, I emceed the 14th annual Mayor's Prayer Breakfast in my area. And pretty much, I think every year but one previously, the event had been protested. Now, am I upset that it wasn't protested? No. No, I think we have the freedom to pray or not pray or to do what we want to do. What I'm upset about is this shines the light on the hypocrisy of the far left. Because, see, their argument has always been, we need a separation of church and state. You can't have elected officials at these things. You know, the city, not that they sponsor the event, but they shouldn't support or be part of the event. Now, that's their basis for the argument for years and years and years. Well, this year, we had Dr. Alveda King there, an African-American woman, and the niece of the slain civil rights fighter, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Now, why do you think they didn't protest? Right? I mean, seriously, if the goal, or if the reason we shouldn't have the event is because we should have a separation of church and state and elected officials shouldn't be there doing this, then shouldn't they have protested no matter who the speaker was? Or is it selective? That's the question I have. Is it selective? Well, of course it's selective. Now, she is pro-life, right? And we've had other speakers come that were pro-life, upset the left. She is pro-traditional family, marriage between a man and a woman only. When we've had other speakers, white males, that were pro-traditional family, boy, they came out in the droves to protest him. How come? Why do you think they didn't come out to protest the black African-American niece of Dr. Martin Luther King? I'm just curious. She brought up a good point, too, in her speech. Many of you have noticed that when stories are written, articles are written, people talk about Dr. Martin Luther King. They only call him Dr. Martin Luther King. Why don't they call him Reverend Martin Luther? Because he was more proud of that title. He was more proud of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was more proud to be a Christian than he was to be a civil rights advocate. I mean, come on, think about it. Look, I'm not suggesting I know why they did it for sure. I have my thoughts. But why would you remove a title that you knew, that you know he was very proud of? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Yes, I will get through the story. I just go off of these tangents. So, we're talking about, I mean, Kent State is not new to protest. They've been doing this for years. Tragically, a Kent State shooting was shot back in the 60s. You should look it up. Do some of your own homework. I shouldn't have to spoon feed you. They feel that fighting, the students there think that fighting sexual assault is all about taking your shirt off and protesting on campus, male and female. And then again, I say, when somebody says there is no difference between the two, I'm going, okay, you need to go have your eyes checked. There's a problem. And they only, I mean, considering the size of the campus, they only had about 20 people walking. But some of the terms that they use, I think, they're obviously asinine. They want people to believe a certain thing, and we all know it's not true. More than 20 marchers walked from Rithman Plaza across the Esplanade around the Center for the Visual Arts along Taylor Hall through the Mack Center and into the Kent State Student Center. So they were deep on the campus. The signs that they carried: nudity does not equal pornography. Any of you think that nudity... So what am I? Am I pornographic every time I'm in the shower? Right? I mean, really, is it pornography? Well, I mean, some of you, when I see me, I think I'm bad. But anyway, but you know what I'm saying, right? And I explained all that in the last segment. Support trans victims. We should be supporting all victims. We should be working towards and helping all victims. Stop pulling them out in silos. Stop separating them out. You know, Dr. King said today that as long as we keep harping on color, as long as we keep harping on the outside, we will stay divided. You naturally create division. And not because of hate, but when you separate people out, you make them different races. How do you get along? Now you're forcing a difference. Posters advertising the event invited readers to stand up to slut-shaming and identity-targeted sexual violence by our gender-inclusive march through the Kent campus. Wear as much or as little as you like. So first of all, stand up to slut-shaming. So somebody needs to call, or write, they won't, to explain to me the morally positive side of being a slut. Somebody needs to let me know. Now, if your comment is simply going to be that a woman should be allowed to have sex with as many men as she wants to, that's okay. Fine. You want to advertise it? That's fine, too. You want to go down the line and start grabbing guys you want to sleep with, and you're known for sleeping three or four or five guys a night, and you don't want to be called any names at all? Really? But yet, when a guy sleeps with a girl... and she decides later on it wasn't so good, and she doesn't want any part of it, and she really didn't like him to begin with, and she felt pressured into doing it, he's the big bad animal. That's okay. All of a sudden, he's a rapist. We can't let them set the narrative. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style but no one else could play.
We are back. This just in. Ben Shapiro is accused of inciting violence after a Quebec mosque shooter, mosque shooter, viewed his Twitter profile. That's 11. So now come on, give me a little bit of credit here. I've been saying this for years. We now have a Democrat Party that takes responsibility for nothing. I should say it this way. They promote the fact that we don't have to take responsibility for anything. That there are triggers that set us off and make us commit violence. Make us go down the road of violence. Well, except if you're on the right, in which case you're totally responsible for everything you do. To them. For them. I'm Joe Mateo, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there as well. And check out the stories. First listen, take notes, then check out the story. How's that? always do I appreciate the time. You know, Trump's approval rating along the black community is rising. And it's not just rising a little. It's rising a lot. It is up close to 71%. Go figure that one out. I'm sorry. It is... So you got to fix this stuff. It's up close to 30%, which is a heck of a lot higher than it was. And I think the reason, if you were to bring back on Corey, it's simply because the black community is not paying attention. It's simply because the black community is pushed into believing that the Democrats are the only ones that are willing to do anything for them. Right? And where are they? Who's actually done it for them? This is what scares me about the mantra of the left, where they just on it, and they get people to believe things that aren't truth is truth. How is it that the last president in 8 years had administered over one of the largest unemployment rates of the black community? Right? Because he's a Democrat, and he's a black Democrat, and that makes it okay. And there was no screaming and yelling. There are some that are doing it, but not much. And now you have a white president come in, a Republican white president, and the black unemployment numbers are down lower than they've been in decades. And I mean decades. And he's still a racist. How does that work? How much dope do you have to do for that to make sense? Right? I'm never going to finish the story, am I? I keep going back to it, but there's something in it that'll hit a nail for me, just tinge me to no end, like the poster said, stand up to slut shaming. Right? Our general message is that regardless of what you're wearing, regardless of what you look like, what language you speak, or what your passport says, you deserve to be safe and respected. This is funny. Because I don't know when anybody in the right would disagree with that. Nobody. I think the disagreement would come in as to what respect means. I'm not going to respect you if you broke the law to get here. You've never done anything to fix it. You've never done anything to change it. You've been lying about what you're doing here. You've been lying about your status here. Why would I respect that? Now, some of you have already said, well, because, you know, a parent would do everything they needed to do to get their kid here for a better life. No, they wouldn't. No, not at all. Because you'd come here legally. You'd make it work. You'd do something to change it. Otherwise, you live in the shadows. Your kid lives in the shadows. Your kid finds out when he goes to get a driver's license at 16, he's here illegally. And now he can't trust you. Now you're wrong. Now he or she doesn't know what to trust. He or she doesn't know what reality is. And I guess it's okay. Like, my parents lied to me. I could have a field day with this one, too. But the part that says, like we on the right, sure, if you're, look it. I don't know what function I was at, but there was a young lady walking, and she had nothing, the front of her pants were pretty much non-existent. Why bother? I mean, seriously, why bother? Now, maybe the kids her age look at that and think it's fashionable to have your jeans all ripped up and big chunks missing out of the front. Again, we've taken something that was somewhat shameful, showed that you didn't have any money. I don't know, we don't want the people who don't have money to feel bad, but there are places they can go to get pants. There are places they can go get help. There are places they can go to get clothing. Right? You cannot tell me, let me tell you what a hypocrite you are, when you sit there and tell me that these people, don't make fun of them, they have no money, but they have an iPhone. Don't sit there and make fun of them. Tell me they have no money. They have gold bracelets on. They have bling around their neck. They have $200 sneakers on. Don't sit there and tell me that they have no money and I have no right to say anything. I do. You make fun of me. You make fun of what I wear. You make fun of how I dress. You make fun of me for wearing decent clothes because it shows off the money I have. just because I have clean clothes on. And yet you have, and I got news for you, today when you go looking, this is what I would get a kick out of. When you go looking for those pants, or not for those pants are a couple of $100. I like to joke and say, if I had known that, I would have saved every pair of pants I ripped up from the 70s on, and we'd be multimillionaires today. Because I went through pants like crazy. Schmidt, who is the president of SASA and an organizer of the event, told the Kent State Conservative that often we see sexual violence happens because of power imbalances, but it's very much tied into respect for one another, for each other's bodies. Well, if you respect your body so much, why do you keep showing it to me? Not your husband, not your dad. Why do you feel the need to show it off all over the place? Are you proud of what you have or don't have? Are you proud of how you look? That's great. But you don't force that on me. Don't force your nakedness on me. Nobody says being naked is equal to pornography, but when you shove visuals, look it. You fight at the fact that you can't have a pro-life poster up because it offends you. Well, your nakedness offends me, but I don't get a say. I'm an old white guy. But we parents, here we go. This is where I lose people. This is our fault. What did you allow your kids to do when they were younger? What did you allow them to get away with? What didn't you allow them to get away with? What were you on them for? What price did they pay for breaking the rules? And then you send them to college with no guidelines. I'll pay for your college. I'll help you. I'll help you get into class. I'll help you do this. And it doesn't matter if you drink and get drunk. It doesn't matter if you have abortions. It doesn't matter if you have three boyfriends a week. Right? You're not setting expectations. When you don't set expectations for them, they do anything they want to do. Is that okay? You're all right with that? That work for you? See, your children are not my responsibility, so I don't care. And the only time I do care is when your expectation is that I'm going to take care of them medically and on welfare and everything else because they couldn't control themselves. Why should I have to do that? That's been the argument around welfare forever. Like that mom we talked about that had 15 kids. She may be an exception, but it's a big number. Why is it my responsibility? Because you think you can have unprotected sex anytime you want to, have babies, and no, this is not a reason for abortion. It's a reason for abstinence. It's not a reason for abortion. It's a reason for self-control. And that makes the left crazy when you say that. Oh, now you're blaming the women. No, I'm blaming both of them. No self-control. No commitment. Right? Where's the commitment? When she gets pregnant, he books. She's only known him for a short period of time. And she jumps on more of the welfare bandwagon at that point in time. Why go to work? I got to take care of this kid. Why go to work? I got to stay home for 6 or 7 or 8 months after I have the child. Nah, I didn't mean to beat this up for the whole hour. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved. Head up to the website. Send your friends up to the website. Look, if you are on Facebook, then like the page. I'm amazed at how many people have been invited and haven't liked. I'm amazed at how many people that are there every night don't like the page. Go for it. What's it? Make it happen. I am Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. When we come back, got a lot more that I need to get through. You know, I mean, you look at the South Carolina Senate may be voting here shortly to outlaw virtually all abortions. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.